Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-empowerment and discovery as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want you to come into alignment with the God-given gifts that you have, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love as you become the writer of your own destiny. In this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. Buckle up, babe. You're in the right place. Let's unleash your inner badass. You guys, I am struggling through some Wi-Fi tonight, through my whole house, actually. So if you hear kids going crazy, it's because they can't play video games right now. It's just going in and out. There's not even a storm. I'm not sure what's going on. So we're going to do the best we can. I just kind of, you know, highlighted a few quick things we could go through to get you set up for the weekend. I'm very excited because I have a college graduate to be in the house soon, Saturday. My oldest is graduating from college, so I've been having a great time getting everything ready for that. If you know me, that means I am elbows deep in building a little cake, a little creation. It's going to be a surprise. She doesn't even know I'm making her a cake. So pretty exciting getting all the things ready. And yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. This is going to be a really great weekend. My dad and my sister get to come in, so that's going to be fun as well. So let's just get into it, okay? I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the main topic that separates successful people from everyone who has just chosen that mediocre life, and that is to embrace discomfort. I was on an incredible Zoom with my mentor last night, and one of the topics she kept bringing up is that as we're going through life, we get splinters. That's our roadblock or you know, something that happens that kind of stops us in our tracks. And for me, that's just you're in the arena, like you're going to get your ass kicked. Okay. So shit's always coming at you. You have to continue to show up and you need to figure out like, what are the things that are holding you back? I guess your limitations, because everything that you argue for, and this is something that her mentor taught her, everything you argue for, you get to keep. So if you want to, you know, continue to defend your limitations and continue to argue for your complacency, you get to keep all that. But how miserable are you going to be if that's where you are like 10 years from now? And I think about, we did episode 300 this week for the podcast. I say we as in I'm here because of you guys. So I wouldn't still be doing, you know, the episodes I'm doing if you weren't here. So thank you so much for being here with me. So episode 300 came through and, you know, I talked a little bit about the adversity and the shit that I go through, even being here. But what I love to see is that when I did that podcast, I looked back. You know, I looked back to who I was when I started the podcast. I'm not the same person. So 2 years has gone by since I've done this podcast. Are you the same person? Are you in the same place? Because I know there's a lot of you that have been with me since the beginning. So I want you to ask yourself that. Are you in a better place? Have you created, you know, something different? Those things that you were praying for 2 years ago, is that something that you currently have in your life? But you have to get uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable. And that means you have to figure out what the splinters are. What is your source of, you know, complacency? What is that thing that's keeping you from getting started? If you want to level up your life, you have to step out of the comfort zone. You have to embrace the wild unknown. And that's literally where I live right now. I don't know what's happening day to day outside of, you know, basic things. My kid has softball, so I've got a practice schedule. I've got games. I know that's happening. I know I write down names in my book for Zoom interviews, bringing on guests twice a week now. So I know that's going to happen, but I can't tell you about the conversation because 90% of the people I talk to are complete strangers. So there's just a lot of unknown in my life right now. And that's what you need to learn to embrace. So it's about really just taking yourself through that reality check, because growth isn't happening in the safety of familiar, you know, familiar surroundings. It's found in that discomfort. You have to have courage to take these risks. I'm not going to tell you guys it's not scary, because I still get nervous doing shit. Absolutely. I talk myself out of it. We all, literally everybody, I don't care how successful you see someone, they went through the same issues that you go through. That insecurity, the self-doubt, all of it. Everybody does that. That shit doesn't make you special. What makes you special is that in spite of that, you become courageous, you become brave, and you literally just get tired of playing it safe. You stop settling for mediocrity. Like, it's time to embrace the discomfort like the badass that you are. You've been playing small. And, you know, I know there's a lot of coaches out there that'll take thousands of dollars from you to tell you that you've got to get your energy right. You have to figure out where the sun and the moon and the stars were setting the day you were born to figure out why you're stuck right now. All that stuff is bullshit. Okay. I'm a fan of the woo. I'm a fan of absolutely. I think God works miracles in our lives. I think that everything that's unpredictable, I've put it in his hands. And I know that magic can happen because he literally has a plan, right? So I just show up and do my part and let him do his part, which is carry the weight of most of it. Leaning into that, that's your woo. You don't need anybody to, you know, figure out your energy signs, your whatever, like the toxic coaching bullshit. You don't need someone who is going to say, okay, where do you feel this in your body? I want you to write this down. Can you number it? I do think for some things, yeah, maybe that's cool if there's really something at your core that you don't believe in, but that's not what you need. You just need to keep asking yourself why. You signed up for a business and you're not working the business. Why? You're not telling people about the business. Why? You're not sharing the products. Why? You're not going live on Facebook. Why? You're not messaging people. Why? Just continue to ask yourself the question, because you know the answer. Every single time, you know the answer. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If it's, you know, you haven't asked your boss for that raise. Why? Why? Ask yourself why you're not making the big moves in your life. You have to recognize your own comfort zone. Take a look at where you're playing it safe in life, wherever that is. Identify those areas where you're just coasting along. You're comfortable, but you're stagnant. It could be your career. It could be relationships. It could be your personal development. And you have to set the bold goals. If you want to break free from the chains of mediocrity, you have to set the audacious goals. The ones that scare the shit out of you. And your goals are not going to be my goals. Our goals are not going to be the same. Okay. Your goals shouldn't be someone else's goals. It's you figuring out the core of who you are. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to run a marathon. Maybe you want to learn, you know, sign language. Aim high and make sure that you're aiming for discomfort. That's where you want to go. You want to set yourself up to get a little uncomfortable, to start, you know, twitching in your seat, to elevate your heart rate a little bit. Take the calculated risk. Embracing discomfort, it's not about being reckless. It's about taking that calculated risk that's going to push you outside of the comfort zone. Evaluate the potential reward versus the risk, and then you jump. You jump. Part of my relationship with Christ is realizing that I have to go first. It's not, hey, God, when this all works out, then I'll do this. When you put the money in my bank account, I'll go ahead and start going live on Facebook. That's not the bargain we play. It's you go first. You always have to go first. You jump and he will catch you every single time. And anytime I've made a big move in my life, that's exactly what has happened. I mean, I moved out to Michigan 1,200 miles from home with a 6-month-old baby and, you know, my two older kids, three kids, no family, no job lined up, nothing, nothing. I went first. And what do you know? Like, a lot of years later, here I am with six kids, a great relationship, and doing this podcast for you fine people. That's how it works. You go first. Scary shit happens. You have to have the faith. And then you practice what it is to be resilient. Discomfort is just part of the journey, and you're going to face the setbacks. You're going to get the splinters, okay? You're going to have those moments where you feel like you're failing, moments of doubting yourself. It's how you bounce back and the fact that you don't quit. That's what defines your character. And you cultivate resilience from every experience. And we're not trying to label it good or bad because they all work out in your favor. Every single experience is meant to work out in your favor. Everything works out for you when you have that faith, and you have to seek feedback. You've got to surround yourself with people who are not afraid to call you out on your BS. And I'll be that person. I'm serious, you guys. Do not be afraid to reach out to me. I'm scheduling these Zooms all the time. I block, you know, parts of my day specifically to be able to talk to people and help people, not necessarily just to put you on my podcast. That doesn't have to be a thing. I want to help you grow. Everything that we're talking about on this podcast, I want to help you implement that into your life. So let's get you on the track to creating a future that you love. You have to learn to confront uncomfortable truths about who you are through this journey, but you don't have to do it alone. You've got to embrace the suck, okay? Like, I'm recalibrating. You guys know it's been like 8 weeks or so, 9 weeks since my world got turned upside down. So I'm recalibrating, starting at suck. I'm starting at suck because I didn't know what to do and I didn't know where I wanted to call home. You know, I walked away from a business that I was with for 7 years, just my heart's not in it. A lot of things had happened and just, you know, products weren't the same and stuff was just squirrely. It's not for me. I'm not in alignment with it anymore. So walking away from that and then not having an outside job, not having that, you know, outlet or, you know, something outside of myself, being a stay-at-home mom again, I have to navigate where I'm at, working on the internet again. And it's not fun starting at zero, but it's also not going to be fun to not go anywhere, you know? So you have to embrace the suck. Growth isn't always rainbows and unicorns. There are moments when you're going to want to throw in the towel, where you're going to, you know, want to retreat to the safety of your comfort zone. But you have to embrace the suck because that's where the magic happens. And you are a warrior of growth. You're here. You tune in. You give yourself that freedom to listen to the truth, even when it frustrates you, even when you're like, God, Brandon is such a bitch. Even when you stop listening to me for a while because I hurt your feelings, because I tell you the truth, because everywhere you go, there you are. This is your journey. It's no one else's fault that you're here. It's just not. There is a life beyond your wildest dreams out there. I want you to step outside of your comfort zone, unleash your inner badass on the world. Because otherwise, what else are you doing? What is your purpose? I want you to figure that out this weekend. What the fuck am I doing? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself. And if you're not doing what you should be doing, I want you to ask yourself why until you come up with the answers. And I want you to learn to pull out your own splinters, okay? I want you to learn to be able to take yourself through that progression, through the growth, through, you know, healing the parts of you that you're not necessarily talking about with other people. We're all going through it. Life is not pausing for us to get our shit together. So let's make the best of it. Let's dream big. Let's get crazy and let's make life messy and let's not take it so serious while we're doing it. Okay. Can we have a little fun out there doing that? I mean, when is the last time you genuinely just had fun doing what you do? It's time for that. Let's get back to that. I hope you guys have an incredible weekend. If you're the praying type, definitely pray over my family for, you know, their travels, our travels, just that this transition that my daughter is going through is beautiful for her. I know there's kind of a lot weighing on your shoulders when you're going through change, right? Like, this is a huge change for her. She's been with these people for 4 years. And she's grown a lot in this experience. So, you know, just kind of that new transition for her. Let's give her a little bit of that support. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you are leaving reviews of the podcast. You're sharing it with your friends. If you're not on my email list, go to brandonlynette.com and make sure you subscribe. I am sending out love notes now. And I'm also throwing shit off my desk. I'm sending out love notes. You guys get those around. I think it's like 2 p.m. Eastern that I have them scheduled out. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback on that. Just some positive words in your soul, speaking to your soul. Okay. Make sure you guys are subscribed for that. And any links that you are curious about, I do link them in every episode on the show lately. So you can just scroll down. You can find my website. You can find my books. any way you could support me, most of those links are affiliate links, meaning if you buy a cup of mushroom coffee, you're probably buying me a cup too. So that's how that works. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. This is Brandon Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.